I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Overnight, Donald Trump calling for the nuclear option to get rid of the filibuster.
Oh, and... you're not talking about Russia, huh?
No.
Okay.
Just checking. No, not Russia. Definitely don't want to use the nuclear option on Russia. You know, mutually assured destruction.
Yes.
Which, you know, could be the case with this too.
It,
I don't know.
Certainly
political.
Yes.
And it's a very brief Truth Social post. Because of the fact that the Democrats have gone stone cold crazy, he writes, the choice is clear. Initiate the nuclear option, get rid of the filibuster, and make America great again. So what is he talking about? Well, the tradition in the Senate, of course, that you need basically 60 votes to get stuff through, it's kept a lot of bad stuff blocked. In fact, it kept the Democrats under Joe Biden when he came in with a full House and Senate, kept the Democrats from literally turning the Supreme Court into a legislature that would rubber stamp whatever crazy thing they wanted to do. So the filibuster is can be a good thing.
Yeah, listen, I've got a new term for it. We can call it MASA, Make America Solvent Again.
Right, exactly. Meanwhile, you've got all of these Democrat support groups, the unions. You've got the CEOs of airlines saying, "Hey, listen, holiday is going to be hell if the Democrats continue holding out for illegal immigrants to get free health care."
Well, they don't want to recognize holidays anyway. So
yeah, no, really. So. Donald Trump calling for the end of the filibuster. Okay, here's what I don't know about this post, okay? Is he calling for the end of the filibuster totally? Or there's another option they could do where you just get rid of the filibuster for what's called CRs, mm-hmm. continuing resolutions, yeah. Where you just continue Nancy Pelosi's budget into the future forever and ever again, which is, by the way, the Republicans' position. This is what's so bizarre to me. Yeah, we'll just continue Biden and Pelosi's budget. We don't have our own budget. We don't have our own spending plans. This is the Democrats' budget that we keep passing.
Which now they're voting against.
Right. The Democrats are voting against it, pretending it's the Republicans. But when something is a continuing resolution, it just continues what's going on before. It's not a new budget. You don't get to change it. And a lot of people don't understand that. So, you really want to go back through history. The reason Republicans correctly got rid of Kevin McCarthy is that he refused to pass anything but the Democrats' budget. And, when he was a Republican leader, Speaker of the House, and so Republicans, trashed him out. They turfed him out. And unfortunately, we ended up with a guy who lied to us, Mike Johnson. He said, we'll do appropriations bills. We'll start right away. If you do appropriations bills, we could put our priorities instead of Nancy Pelosi's into a budget. But no. It's been 2 years since he took office, and we've never seen an appropriations bill. In fact, I doubt they're working on them now. In fact, the gig he uses is, well, we have to pass Nancy Pelosi's budget one more time. We got to do it in the form of a continuing resolution, a CR. But don't worry, that'll give us time to work on these appropriations bills. Well, they've had 2 years now to work on these appropriations bills. And I doubt Mike Johnson's working on appropriations bills now. He never has before. So this is a tooth and nail fight to pass Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's budget again, which is what's so absurd.
Sort of sounds like there's no winners in this, right. in this issue here.
Yeah, no, and this would be a total win for Democrats if Republicans cave to them. Because they not only get their budget, they get their funding for the illegal immigrants as well to have health care. So, but you could tell what Trump is doing here, okay? He's every poll up until now but one that just came out showed that the public blames the Democrats. But Trump is a savvy politician, and he knows that could shift any moment. As soon as these people on TikTok are talking about rioting and just walking into stores and stealing stuff, As soon as the kind of bedlam that the Democrats love, i.e. violence, theft, destruction, gets underway, you know, when this funding doesn't go out, you know, when people can't buy food, the calculation could change. It could shift. They could blame the Republicans. They could blame Trump. The public could. He knows that. So he's getting, and so it's smart politics to get ahead of this. Again, I wish he would clarify this morning. Is he talking about nuclear option, getting rid of it entirely? Or is he talking about getting rid of it just for CRs? I don't know. Those are two different things. Now, the argument he made is actually a pretty good one. He said that, look, Democrats are going to do this anyway when they get back in office. If they take the House, the Senate, and the presidency, they will get rid of the nuclear option. And they will. They tried to. The problem is they had two, you know, basically independent senators who blocked them, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. So, you know, they did try to do, they would have done this, but they couldn't. So do we want to do this for them? His point is, does it even matter if we do? Now, Trump might be thinking in the back of his mind something else too. There's a lot of really good stuff we could do if we got rid of this filibuster, like end birthright citizenship. I mean, just show so many amazing things that we could do. I mean, the big, beautiful bill.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bill was completely larded up to buy people off, you know, just to get past the filibuster. I mean, shoot. We could do things that could set America up for a literal manufacturing golden age if we got rid of the filibuster. And he knows that. I can see why it would be really intoxicating to him to say, you know what, Democrats are going to get rid of it anyway. Let's go ahead and do it. Things we need too, Lee, like a new census before the 26 election, so we can go ahead and reclaim the seats that Democrats at the Census Bureau stole through fraud. Just I could think of so many things off the top of my head that we could do that would be amazing. So, you know, I don't know. But you know what I think he's doing here too is when this gets nuts after Saturday, when these benefits expire, he wants to be able to say, look, I put this out
right,
here.
Right.
I've done everything. And he truly can't do any more than he's already done, except give Democrats the $200 billion they want for illegal immigrant health care. He can't do that. He'll lose his base.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing where people don't come out to vote in the midterms.
Yeah.
On our side. They don't vote for Democrats, but they don't come out in the midterms and Democrats win. He knows it. So this is really the only play they have left, I think. The Republicans do.
And if he loses the base and they get rid of the filibuster and Democrats take over the Senate in 2026...
That could be bad.
Yeah. Game over.
Game for the country.
Yes.
Yeah, because they will, you know, give D.C. two senators and, you know,
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, Puerto Rico get
Love
two
Puerto
senators.
Puerto Rico, but, you know, hey, as great as a territory, we don't need another state.
Exactly. They'll make a state out of it and build themselves a permanent majority in the Senate. I mean, so this is a risky move, but it's really the only one the Republicans have left. They have to do this to shore themselves up so they can. Because see, the Democrats are lying right now and they're saying, well, look, everybody, look, Donald Trump's the president. Republicans control the Congress. It's their fault. And Democrats know it's not. They've been voting no in mass as a bloc, with the exception of Fetterman.
And the willing accomplices in the media are going right along.
Yeah, they'll lie. And then it becomes a competition of who can shout the loudest. And you know, the mainstream media will play along and they'll, you know, have every mom and child, you know, who's now starving or whatever on the television. And you and I know Democrats did that. I mean, literally the vote is yes for the CR, let's reopen the government, and no. It's a yes and no choice. The Democrats have voted no. We need, you know, like seven Democrats to join us. And they keep voting no while pretending the Republicans are shutting down the government. We cannot. I'll tell you one thing they can't do, though. They cannot give in on this illegal immigrant health care. No, they cannot.
Right.
He's going to lose his base. And Democrats know if they can get Trump to give in on this, not only do they get to keep the shadow nation here, because the Democrats are afraid, Lee, these illegals are leaving at a clip of 100,000 plus a month. They're getting on the planes and flying out. If their health care gets cut off, that's a reason, like a last-ditch reason many of them are staying. They'll go. They'll take the Trump offer of a free plane ticket and $1,000 a head to restart their lives. That's, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a family. They'll go. And the Democrats don't want them to go. And so literally, you know, you had J.D. Vance overnight saying, you know, can you imagine what we're already talking about, a 2.7-hour delay to fly into Florida? Can you imagine what the holidays will be like?
No. You might as well drive.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess you could do that, right?
Yeah.
I guess you could do it the old-fashioned way. Depends on where you're flying to,
true,
right? You're not going to want to drive.
True. But I was thinking from here to Florida, you know, I've made that trip a few times.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking about doing it with my daughter over Christmas. We've hiked everywhere, you know, rocky and mountainous. We're mm-hmm. thinking about, you know, you can drive right out into the, like, you know, like right out into the ocean.
Oh, you're talking down to the Keys?
Yeah, down
oh,
to the Keys. Yeah, you could drive to the Keys.
That's where I still want to go. I haven't been.
Yeah, me too.
And I've been wanting to do that.
She was saying, why don't we go somewhere tropical and just drive to the end of America?
Yeah.
And I was like, me and her love a car, like a road trip,
yeah,
right?
There's that big thing they have there at the end of the Keys where it's, you know, the most southern tip point of the U.S.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's drive to the end of America. And I said, what a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, I've never seen it. She's never seen it. So maybe we'll just drive there, Lee. You know, anything to keep illegal immigrants from getting health care. By the way, you may have noticed it's Halloween.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah, I know. All right, so we're going to have a little fun with that today. Normally, we don't open the call-in portion of the show on Fridays till the last hour, but we're going to open it up for Halloween. Call me or text me if you don't have time to call. That's okay, too. And tell me your creepy story. It could be anything. You've always wanted to share it, but you thought people would look at you like you were crazy. Well, no one will know who you are. 800-905-0989. We all have one. Share yours with me. That's the call-in line. 800-905-0989.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.